morning, guys.
Good morning, Chief. Did you get my good morning text this morning?
How you doing, Buttercup?
What happened yesterday?
Well, for starters, every morning I always send my wife a sweet message to start the day.
Okay.
And yesterday I was texting with Chief John Ellsworth talking about getting together to play golf.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying attention, and I actually texted a message to the chief that was intended for my wife.
And what did that
like
message say?
That?
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Yeah, you read
it. You go ahead and read it, Chief.
That's a super funny one, my sweet love mink. Did you rest your lids? Keep your fingers crossed that I can get in a couple of holes today. Loves you. Have a great workout today with a lot of hearts and emojis.
Wait, what do you call her? Loves mink?
Mink.
Love mink.
Love mink?
Love mink. So did you hear what I answered back?
Yeah.
Were you talking about golf?
Yeah, we were talking about golf, and we were talking about setting up a day next week. We're going to go out and play golf. And
well, I hope it was golf.
I did say you want to play a few holes.
Well,
no, I think you said you hope you can get
golf,
in a few holes that day.
I'm walking out the door right now because I'm not sitting next to this creeper.
So I just texted him back. Thanks, Buttercup.
You didn't even say anything.
Oh,
you just
God.
let it go.
I knew that he was sending it to his wife, and I figured out I'll let him off the hook, but I want him to know that that he sent it to the wrong person.
Well, she didn't get it, yeah.
Not to get too nosy, but did it turn you on?
Well, you know.
The chief is an attractive man.
Keep your fingers crossed that I get in a couple of holes today. I'll see you.
What, do you think he's a bowling ball or something?
You never know. So